guys, it's Chad. I hope that this message finds you guys all doing well. I look forward to this evening's Kids Corner. Hope you do as well. Before we get started, let's just begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you so much, and we thank you for this time together. We ask that you sit with us, help us to learn the things that you have for us, and please help us to be able to find the ways to apply it to our own lives so we can go out and make a difference in our community for your kingdom. We love you very much, and we thank you for everything, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, just a quick note before we get started, guys. The letters have gone out, emails have gone out and everything. We are meeting back at church on this coming Sunday, May 24th. There's going to be some rules. Masks need to be worn, things like that. If you don't have a mask, I just want to put that out here on this kid's corner. If you guys don't have a mask, it's okay. I have some kids' masks downstairs that I can give to you guys. So if you don't have a mask, or if the mask you have is an adult mask and it's too big, that's fine. See me and I'll get you a mask. It's free. You don't have to worry about it. Have it for you. It'll be all good there. But just a reminder with that, though, there will not be any junior church. There will not be any Sunday school. It's just a service that you'll come in the building, come into the sanctuary, listen to the music, listen to the message, and then that's it until we can start opening things back up again, okay? So with that being said, let's get started with our message. And before we do, as always, go ahead and pause me, and then we are going to listen to video one. After that, unpause me, and then we'll come back and we'll do the message, okay? All right, so today, guys, I want to talk about prayer. And prayer is a fundamental part of being a Christian, but unfortunately, some people treat prayer like it's a game, tossing their prayers up to God and just hope he'll catch them. You know, they hope they'll get lucky and God will answer their prayers, but they don't really believe that he will. When we pray, we don't need to wish or hope that God will answer. We can have confidence and know that he will. The Bible actually promises that God answers when we pray, always. Matter of fact, in Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 10, so if you have your Bibles, get out your Bibles and go to the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. So it's the third book in Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 10. And Jesus tells us a little parable, or this is where he uses an example that has to do with something else that points towards the actual direction he wants to go. So he talks about prayer. I'm in this parable. And if you have a Bible like mine, you might have red writing here. So this is Jesus actually talking. So we really want to pay attention, guys, when we open up the Bible and we see those red letters. It's Jesus' actual words. And so he says here in verse 5, chapter 11, starting in verse 5, he says, "Suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity," which means that you're constantly asking over and over and over and over again, "he will surely get up and give you as much as you need." So this is important. Listen to this where he continues. This is verse 9. He says, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open." So Jesus is talking about prayer there, and it's important to realize, though, that although God always answers our prayers, it doesn't mean that we always get what we ask for. Sometimes God's answer is yes, but other times the answer is no, or later. It's super easy to pray if we always get everything we ask for. It's in the no's and the laters when staying consistent with praying is difficult. So what are some of the important keys to prayer, especially when the answer isn't an immediate yes? So I want you guys to think about this, and if you have your journals, I want you to get them out, and I want you to write these 4 points down, okay? So the first point is, the key to prayer, the first is to believe. So the first key to prayer is to believe. You know, believing that God hears our prayers is so important. And it's not only that, it is also belief that God wants what's best for us. So when we pray, we have to understand that we are asking for, or what we are asking for may not be in God's plan right now or ever. Just because we want it or want it to happen doesn't mean God does. You know, I'm thinking of a story that we talked about before all the coronavirus hit, and we were talking about the story of Hannah and her story in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. You know, Hannah and her many years of heartache over her inability to have a child. Do you guys remember us talking about that? Though only one prayer is recorded in this text, 1 Samuel 1:11, you know, we can probably safely assume from the context that Hannah had asked God many, many, many times to give her a baby. And for years, the apparent answer was no. If you guys remember, we read that Hannah was ridiculed, she was teased and taunted, she was given less portions of food, all because she didn't have a child. But this didn't stop her in having enough faith to continue her prayers. Regardless of the time frame, believing that God was hearing her and would act in both her and his best interest. Can you guys imagine praying something so consistently? Could you imagine praying to God for, say, a new puppy, and then you woke up the next morning and the puppy wasn't there? You'd be a little disappointed. But how would you feel if you prayed that for a week and still didn't get a puppy? Imagine your disappointment there. But do you think that you have it in you to keep praying every day for years until you get that puppy? I don't know. That might be awful difficult. So it's important to understand that we have to keep praying. And the first part of that is believing that God is hearing us and wants what's best for us. He will give us that puppy if it's in his will, and if it's in his timing, and if it's in our best interest. The second key to prayer is something that I just mentioned. It's to pray without stopping, without ceasing, the Bible says. Even if you feel like God doesn't hear you, regardless of how your current life is going, whether things are going good and life is good, or if things just aren't going good, you know, we all face questions without answers and problems for which there doesn't seem to be any solutions for. We look at our current reality and realize nothing within our power can change it. We can't redo those years. We can't erase the bad things or heal those bad relationships. It's easy to become resentful or to not like what's going on or be overcome with regret or compare ourselves to other people. You know, looking at your neighbor who has a new puppy and stuff like that and being jealous. You know, when up against seemingly impossible situations, we're tempted to just run away and find ways to not hurt so much. We're desperate for solutions, but our only option sometimes leads us to more problems. You know, when we've done all we can do by ourselves, when we've come to the end of our own personal rope, we look for something or someone bigger than ourselves. You know, we ask, where is God? Or how could God let this happen? And if he won't cooperate, could it be he simply doesn't care? Or just isn't even listening to my prayers? It's easy to go that route, guys. But on the contrary, it's during these times that God sends us a lifeline. He promises that in our greatest weakness, his power reaches its fullest potential. All we have to do is ask. The pages in the Bible and all of history of the world are full of people who face struggles of enormous significance, yet continue to steadily move forward without losing confidence in God. Their stories show evidence of God's promise at work in the midst of their dark, dark moments. You know, we've talked about Job before. Think about poor Job. You know, how long and all the darkness and all the stuff that he went through. It's in these times that we have to really check ourselves and make sure that we are on our knees praying, not in our heads complaining. And maybe the reason God isn't answering our prayers, maybe it has nothing to do with our sin or anything of that nature. Maybe he just wants us to grow. Maybe he just wants our faith to build. So that leads us to our third focus. Our third point, which is focus. The third key to prayer is focus. So we have belief that God will answer. We have pray without ceasing. And the third key to prayer is focus. You know, so many times we get lost in wanting what we want so much that we forget to pray for his will to be done. We want so badly for things to be different that we pray solely for our own situation to improve without thinking about how that might affect other people and what may happen if our prayer was answered in the way that we actually prayed it. You know, this leads us to get so frustrated with the no's. And if we consistently find ourselves with the no answer, we need to try to remember some of the things in the Bible that they're warned about. And like in James 4:3, James, if you guys remember, he's the brother of Jesus. And he says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. What he means by motives is the thought in your head of the reason why you're doing something is wrong. You may want to have that puppy because your friend just got a new hamster, and you think that having a puppy would be better than having that hamster, and you could show your friend up. Well, that's jealousy, and that's not a good motive. That's not a good reason to have a puppy. So it's things like that. So that's what James warns us about. Make sure that when you ask for something, it's really truly because it's what you want, not for wrong reasons. You know, we jump into prayer without taking the time beforehand to relax and focus on the fact that we are about to come before God and have a conversation with Him. You know, we get so focused on what we want to say that we rush from beginning to end. We just rush. And the moment we're done, it's like, boom, we're on to the next thing. We don't focus enough. You know, we didn't even give God a chance to respond. You know, the Bible tells us to be slow to speak and quick to listen. Yet when it comes to prayer, we tend to do the complete opposite. We tend to talk very quickly, and we don't spend any time listening, or we don't spend any time thinking it through. We just pray for what we want. You know, we have so many words for Him that, and after the amen, we just continue on with your day. You know, we need to focus before and after the prayer to give time for us to think about what we ask for, and if we do get what we want, what will we do with that? And how can we honor God? And how can we further His kingdom? So the final key, so we have four of them, and this is the fourth one. The final key to prayer is to completely trust God. And I know for some of that, that's hard. You know, it's hard for humans to, but consider the story about Paul and the thorn in his side. I know we've talked about that one time, but let me remind you guys. Says, you know, why do you think that God refused to remove Paul's thorn? It's difficult to understand from a human perspective, but try to see it from God's perspective. So this story was in 2 Corinthians 12:7, and Paul said, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh. See, Paul battled pride his whole life. And that's, you know, it's understandable. He seemingly was smarter and better educated. He had more experience than most. And everywhere he went, Christians all over the place probably told him how good he was. And it made him feel good and, you know, put him in a place of privilege. And, you know, God knew the attention and accolades could cause Paul to become conceited. So to keep him humble, he denied Paul's request for physical healing. And Paul was one of his closest disciples. Yeah, he said, "My grace." This was God. God talking. I mean, he said, "My grace is sufficient for you. I'll give you the strength to deal with the other issues. I want you to keep trusting me. You think you'll be more effective without that physical pain, but actually, you're more effective because of it." And Paul, he was so determined to trust in Christ, he responded with this, and he said, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." That doesn't sound like anything us humans do anymore. We don't go around, you know, saying about being proud of how weak we are in certain areas. You know, this is why for Christ's sake, he says, "I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." That's such a hard concept to understand, but if it's something that we can start working on and start talking through so we can understand it, because when God doesn't answer our prayer, we need to keep trusting in His goodness, and that's what Paul is talking about. You know, guys, there will be times when we can't see how any good comes from our current situation. How could any good come from this coronavirus and all the people that are sick and all the people that have died and not going to church? But it's especially important in these moments to hold on for dear life and trust in our and God, knowing that He is always working for our good. And during this reopening that we're doing with this coronavirus, you know, we all are going to have fears and maybe some new fears and anxiety on what we should do. Well, try to remember during this time that fear, anxiety, and worry, they all have us focus on the world and what's going on around us on this earth. And sometimes that's all scary, but it's world stuff. It's the stuff that's in the world. Prayer, though, when we go to God when we're scared, you know, prayer allows us to not only develop a more intimate relationship with God, but it also allows us to shift our focus away from the world and those fears and anxieties and worries and focus on eternity, that life after. So I hope that you guys are all doing well. I hope to see you guys this coming Sunday. And again, just a reminder, if you don't have a mask, don't worry. If you want to come to church, come to church. I have a mask for you guys. Just find me, okay? Let's end in prayer, and then we'll have you listen to that song. All right. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much. We just ask that as our community starts to reopen with this coronavirus still out there, and we have a lot of the fears and anxieties, and we're just scared, we just ask that you help us to focus on you. Help us to remember that when we're scared, we just need to pray, and you can take it all away from us because you are always working for our good. Lord, we love you so much. We ask that you please keep us safe and help us to be good lights in this world for you. We love you and we thank you. And we ask this in Jesus' precious heavenly name. Amen. All right, guys. I miss you guys. I hope to see you guys soon. When this is over here, go ahead and click on link 2, video link 2, and listen to the song, and then we're all done. I hope to see you Sunday, guys. But be safe. It's better to be safe. If we don't see you this Sunday, hopefully we'll see you real soon.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts or listen online at www.coc.org.